basement.
The basement. Look at us go.
Inconsistent.
Black Mirror. Black Mirror is probably one of my favorite shows Netflix does or has. There's a few shows kind of like Black Mirror. Like 343 Studios is like that. Is it 343 or am I thinking the wrong one? Oats Studio. Love, Death and Robots. You ever seen that one? That's another one that's kind of like Black Mirror.
I like the cartoon one with the old lady in the vacuum was trying to kill her.
The vacuum?
It's a little robot. Little house robot. Have you seen that one?
I don't remember it. But I will go back and watch it. Because
it was like the house. It was a cube.
I still remember.
And it would clean the house. And then try to kill the dog. She grabs the dog and she runs out. And then she falls in love. Oh, whatever. Anyway.
Black Mirror had some great episodes in his past.
My favorite was the gay one with the two guys playing video game. I picture that being us.
That's good. Were they just gay in the video game?
Were they just gay in the video game? And then at the end, she would take off the wedding ring because he was over there playing video games. Gay. Who's gay? Not all me. Right,
so this is Black Mirror season 7.
They're not gay because they met up in real life and they tried kissing and it didn't work. It only worked in the game.
They're just emotionally gay.
Emotionally gay.
Emotional damage.
So the 7th season, just off the bat, what do you rate this compared to other seasons of Black Mirror?
First of all, I feel like I have to go back because I don't know how there are 7 seasons.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there was 3.
Yeah, there was seasons that was only like 2 or 3 episodes. I don't know if you remember.
Yeah, this one only had like 4 or 5.
I think it's 6.
Okay, I was off. So
6 episodes.
How do I rate this one? It's hard. So I would if I give it 1 out of 10, I would say this one was 7.5.
7.5 sounds about right.
What do you
pretty
think?
Pretty good. The best? No, probably like a 7.
Oh, out of all of them?
Yeah.
Oh, because I thought the question was independent to this season. Overall, I would say this one would be, yeah, like a 7. Like a 7. Favorite episode?
Yeah, what was your favorite episode?
It's going to have to be the USS Callister. Because, but I'm biased, right? Because I'm a Star Trek fan.
So that's what I was thinking.
I'm biased.
I think I'm picking this because I'm biased. But it was a great story.
So I'm biased because I'm a Star Trek fan. But like I was explaining to you, I don't know if it was you I was explaining to, it's dressed in the Star Trek lore that I love. Mm-hmm. But the meat, the
story.
The storyline is Twilight Zone.
Yeah. No, Black Mirror is Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone. It's a completely Dark Mirror, Black Mirror. I would have to say that Play Anything, episode 4, was definitely...
that was a great episode, too.
Definitely. If the USS Callister is number 1, this is definitely number 2.
That's interesting.
Because that episode, to me... It was almost like, oh, we know this story. We've heard of this idea. But the way they portrayed it was really interesting.
So I think the USS Callister, the episode is called actually USS Callister Into Infinity. But my second place, I'm having a hard time between actually Plaything and the second episode.
The second episode.
Bet Noir.
Oh God.
I love the story of that. Where they try to make the woman feel like she's crazy.
Yes.
And then I think what I like about it is, I mean, it's kinda like Star Trek where it's kinda like we're gonna explain the technology. We're not telling you how it's done.
Yeah, that's not the point of it.
That's not the point of it. We are gonna tell you what's happening. And which is she's changing probabilities. You know, universes, whatever, right? And with the pendant, she's able to change sort of the reality. And she's the only one that can do it.
Yeah.
Because of the pendant. And I thought, this is a Mandela effect. Where okay. you think something's one thing and then you look back and you're like, but I thought it was freaking Bearstein Bears, not Bearstein Bears. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those. Right? What's the name of the movie that everybody swears exists with the genie?
With the genie?
Yeah. That people say it's a movie that exists, but it never really existed.
Aladdin?
No, not Aladdin. Oh, I gotta find it. Oh, it's called. Oh, Shazam.
Shazam.
Is it Shazam movie?
That's an app.
It's not this one.
Oh, you're talking about the movie with Sinbad.
Kazam, my bad. It's Kazam. Yeah.
Oh my God, with freaking Shaquille.
Yeah, but Shaq. People swear that it was Sinbad in the movie.
Right.
And that's an example of the Mandela effect.
Okay.
And I think that move, that episode plays on that. Like, oh, I remember it being, what was it, the name Barney's
or Bernie's? Barney's or Bernie's, yeah.
And they kind of play off. Like, I thought it was, no, I swear it was Bernie's. I see my boyfriend's every day in Japanese. Like, was I wrong?
I worked there.
Yeah.
I know what it is.
And then at the end, when she grabs and she's like, I'm in control, whatever. And I was like, that's great. And then, remember, right before that happened, she asked her, why are you picking on me? You could be the queen of the universe. And she's like, I already did that.
Yeah.
I've been to that.
This is the best for me.
And that's why when she had it, she's like, I'm going to do it now.
You were the chosen one!
And then she became the queen at the end. Yeah, that was a good episode. You know why that was good? Because it would be, it's a story that you were like, oh, I wish that was me.
Oh, yes, please.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to the universe.
How bad would you be? I would be so bad.
I would be so evil for the first little bit, for sure.
Little bit?
Yeah.
A little bit would be a whole...
I would want to try everything. I'd be like, let me try to make a perfect society. Everybody as happy as possible.
Da, 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 da.
Yep.
Truman.
Truman Show.
Who are you? I am the creator of a television show that gives hope and joy and inspiration to millions.
Then who am I?
You're the star.
Make everybody happy. See if that works.
And then it'll be like,
Be like, I want to try the zombie apocalypse this time.
Literally, from the extreme. Everyone's happy. End of the world.
Yeah, end of the world. I want a meteor to hit the planet. I want to see what that feels. Everybody's freaking out. I'm the only one like, yeah, it's crazy, isn't it? And everybody's like, no, it's going to die. Then it's just, all right, we'll try a different apocalypse this time. I would try all of them. All the apocalypses.
That's why that episode is good. Yeah. Damn, that I totally forgot about that episode.
That's why I like. I like that episode and Plaything. Plaything? Plaything. Again, the way they introduced it.
Wild.
Oh, so good.
Wild.
And then I was just thinking, like, how did these little creatures with these sounds make this guy do
this? Makes you want to take acid, right?
Yeah. But when I was watching it, when there's a lot of them, first of all, the only interaction these specific beings have is with that guy and with the other guy that tried to kill him.
Right, the one that was squashing
dropping rocks on. Yeah. That's the only interaction they have with the outside world.
Good and evil.
Good and evil, that's it. So they know there's evil people out there in the world. And this guy's trying to protect them. That's all they know.
There's one guy.
So they have to, whatever they're doing.
And this one guy would feed them, take care of them, help them grow.
Yeah.
He would buy the computer chips and the Oculus and the freaking different parts.
And that's why they were probably like, we have to take over this world. Because he's protecting us from the monsters, and we got to change the monsters.
We got to control the monsters.
And that's why that sound changes everybody the way they think.
But it changed everybody but him, right?
He was already changed.
Oh, he was already in the frequency.
Yeah, he was already in the frequency, so it didn't affect him. He was already in there. Remember he made a hole and he plugged himself in or some shit like that?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah, so they already changed his mind. And he was, and when I watched him, like, how do they do it? But I was looking at the video of the screen. It's like a wave.
Yeah.
And I was like, they hypnotize him. Between the sound and the visualization on drugs.
On drugs.
They hypnotize them.
So.
So those are, yeah.
So in general, I feel like the reason why everyone's dogging this season is because overexposure to these sci-fi stories.
This is what I think, and you tell me if I'm wrong. I think this is my thoughts on the worst part about this season. Almost every episode, I'm going to just go through it. Episode 1, yes. Episode 2, no. Episode 3, yes. Episode 4, no. Episode 5, yes. Episode 6, yes.
All
right.
No and yes to what?
They all had to do with that little thing they put inside of your head and it puts you into the VR world.
Oh, that the gay guys were playing.
Yeah. Almost every episode has something to do with that.
That's like their favorite thing, right?
So, and I think that's the problem with it. It felt too the same. It's different ideas with the same premise. They got this thing that they put in their head and it brings them into a different world. How can we play with that? And almost every episode. Again, the first episode with the Rivermind. They put it, they didn't, it wasn't on the side of the head, it was in the head.
Rivermind.
Right? This one, no. Right? Because that's the one that she used the pendant. Hotel Reverie, whatever it's pronounced. Another that one. Had to do with this
thing. Yeah, she was stuck in there. Horrible acting.
Plaything, not so much. Plaything is with the freaking thing, right? Eulogy, yeah. That's the one where the guy gets the thing he puts on the side of the head and his girlfriend died from a long time ago, going through pictures, trying to figure out.
Yeah. So and they were filling in the blanks because he tore up all the pictures trying to forget her.
USS McAllister, same thing. He put it inside of the head, puts it to the world.
Same thing.
So it's the same thing instead of different ways. Like,
instead of, oh, all right, okay. It's the same street getting to a different story.
Yeah.
It's the same path. Same we path. Got, the story was different in different various ways, or the plot was a little different. Yeah. But we got here taking the same
thing. There was no robot bees.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There was none of that.
But so, also, I feel like in general,
in fact, none of these are robots. No robot episodes.
You're right. That's an airplane.
Oh, it's Aiden that's going to come. It's a helicopter, I think.
Yes, it is. Enjoy that airplane. All
right.
So I just feel like there's this whole notion of like sci-fi. I mean, not even sci-fi, but like, you know, AI now, right? That it's going to take over. It's going to. So it's almost like these ideas of these episodes and Black Mirror. It's almost like people are tired of it.
Yeah, but I mean, really,
AI. Like, let the AI just take over already if it's going to happen. Stop talking about it.
There is no. None of these are AI. None of these are AI episodes. What are you talking about? Oh, except for this one, I guess.
Are you insane?
I guess. Oh, this one.
Plaything.
Definitely AI. Yeah.
But in general, technology taking over the human race. That like the first episode, common people. Here's this technology, but it comes with a price of our freedom or our independence.
I think that was more on
commercial
capitalism, commercialism. I think that's more to do with that. Because remember, they were like, "Well, your upgraded version is not upgrade; it's common. Rivermind common now. That's why they call the common people. Because that's what they got."
And because he killed her, and they're watching everything, right? Because they're watching everything through her eyes. No. It's just keeping that part of the brain.
Yeah, just keeping her alive. I would have just let her die. Why would I get involved in killing her? Just don't pay the subscription. You know what I'm saying?
Right. So if he stopped playing the regular bass,
eventually she'll just pass out and die. Just let it natural. That way you don't go to jail. Because you're probably going to get caught. You suffocated her. What are you going to do with the body? You know what I'm saying? You're going to jail.
And if they could, that's what I'm saying. They must be recording her, because if they could transmit commercials through her brain.
Yeah.
No, they are recording her, you idiot, because how would she know what kind of commercial to talk about?
It doesn't mean technically they're recording her. It just means that they, it's almost like your phone can hear you.
What do you think your phone is doing?
No, but it doesn't mean it's keeping a record of it.
Of course it is.
I mean, you're talking about the phone. I'm just saying in this, we don't know that it's keeping a record of it.
It has to.
Why? I don't know why. It just knows, hey, she mentioned counseling. We're gonna set up this Jesus thing.
BetterHelp.
Yeah, BetterHelp.
Call
1-800
BetterHelp.
That's it. It doesn't necessarily save it. It's just saying, oh, there goes a code word. We gotta download this real quick. A code word, put that in there. Lubrication commercial, whatever.
Diddy. Yeah, I guess not.
But still, if you suffocate her and she dies, now you got to go to the coroner. The coroner got to be like, yeah, she suffocated. Somebody killed her.
Yeah.
It's pointless. Just be like, yo, we couldn't afford the Rivermine, and she died.
Rivermine killed her.
Rivermine killed her. You can sue the company.
No, they wouldn't have done that. They would have been like, all right, you know, you're on the non-paid, so it's all commercial. She's just
nonstop.
Nonstop.
And you put on a free home. Then there'll be like nursing homes, just full of people that are like that. Just constantly telling each other commercials.
Even worse.
And as a nurse, you're walking through with a fucking.
They're like, well, because if you in the contract, it says that if you stop paying, then we have access to her. You give up your rights to her, so we'll just use her as a mannequin, as a display for our future customers.
Yeah. And then we kill her. And she's not conscious through those moments either.
No, she's off. She don't remember.
Every time she has a commercial, she's like, what are you talking about? Her consciousness turns off, turns back on.
That's what I'm saying. They use it as a mannequin where it's like, hi, I joined Rivermine and I dedicated my life to these services.
And then
I would have been
Rivermine controls thousands of people and they could be an army.
Like the last episode of X-Men.
You could download on the premium plan, you could download skills from other people that have it. Remember?
You could download skills.
So they could just download all battle tactics. Like, all right, take over Russia. There's more to this episode. they could do a part two to this.
Now, with the USS Callister episode, that was the first time they did a part two that you know of? That's the
first time, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Which was... So I because I kind of forgot a little bit about the episode, I went back and my son hadn't watched it. So I went back and I watched the first episode. And then we watched the second episode, and it was like straight up a movie. That's the whole vibe. And my son was like, it's funny because my son loves airplanes, he loves space, he loves science, but I still haven't hooked him on the Star Trek lore. So, you know, I already get the vibe for him. He's like, oh, this is a Star Trek thing. And I'm like, then I remember, I was like, yeah, but it's really not. It's some crazy shit.
Yeah.
So we get over it. We're both like hooked talking about it afterwards. And I'm like, this was so good back to back. So if you haven't watched the episode, watch them back to back because it's perfect.
They happened back to back. Like within days from each other episodes.
So we went back. I think it's season 5.
Yeah.
That the first episode?
No, but I'm saying like when the first episode ends, how long before the second episode starts? How much time passes?
Oh, like the timeline between 1 and 2? That's a very interesting question. I feel like it's right away.
Yeah, right away.
You know, they get off and they're in this new lore. They're free. They're in this new lore. And then it goes into this whole... them going and kidnapping, jumping into other people's gameplay to get credits.
Yeah.
And then it goes into the story of in the office and that whole background of the company. You know what I mean? So it sort of picks off where they left off. Like, oh, they're free, and this is what they're doing with their free life in order to continue being fed and live in this virtual world. They're hijacking credits from other people in real gameplay as non-gamer tagger users.
Yeah.
And then, okay, by the way, the real people... they're still in the real world. Let's look over a little bit about who they are and how, you know, that story is progressing on that side.
Yeah.
And then they kind of sort of merged the two together, which was fucking great. And it was great at the end where the copy version of him inside the universe is sort of the same as him.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I'll just copy and paste. And she's like, no, copy and cut.
Cut and copy, yeah.
Cut and copy, like you're not pasting.
He's like, no, you're cutting. Keep you here with me. He's like, nah, bitch.
That's how we got here.
I'm already tortured in this right now.
So it's in his nature
to
have been that way regardless, both in the outside world and in the inside world, which was because crazy.
They got them in there through their DNA.
Which was...
Yeah.
And what they did with the little boy?
What little boy?
Threw him in the airlock?
Oh, yeah, the son.
Who was more evil? Was it the greedy? Was it the greedy business owner that didn't know anything about the technology? Was it the investor? Who was evil? Who was worse? The investor guy or was it the inventor guy?
I don't know if either one of them were worse. They're both evil.
Yeah.
Hotel Reverie.
What did you think about that one? The worst episode for you?
Probably. Look at the last one, Eulogy. Yep, probably the worst episode. There's nothing about the episode. I was like, oh, this is great. Nothing about it.
I kind of wanted her ass to get stuck in that realm. Yeah. And her body eventually just die.
Yeah, and what I feel about the episode, I kind of felt like, I'm like, hurry up, come on, come on.
Get to it.
Get to it.
Yeah, I think the best part was when the white chick character, the AI robot, well, no, not AI, but the character, the white chick,
yeah,
that she was in falling, she was meant to die, right, in the scene or something like that? Anyways.
No, wait, she died already in real life.
Right, she's dead, but in the computer world, she realizes what she is.
Yeah, she realizes
that scene where she goes in behind the thing and it's all black.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she's like, she realizes, oh shit, I'm just a computer program. That was probably.
But that is also in the McAllister episode when they realize, oh shoot, we're not real. We're here from DNA. Our other counterparts are out there in the world.
Yeah, right.
It's the same thing.
It is the same thing, actually. Because it is the same thing. I guess the difference is that the copy that they made, like when the USS Callister people, they step into that virtual world with their memories up to that point. Whereas this actress in the Hotel Riviera, she came into this with knowledge of this person that existed way back when.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like a bio of a person rather than the actual person frozen in time. From this point forward, this is your new life.
And then what do you think about the eulogy?
Eulogy was the guy with the memories. I think it was kind of dope, the whole idea of remembering this person.
Yeah.
Through these.
I also think it's the second worst episode.
Yeah.
If we had to rank them, because I think even Common People was better than that.
Yep. I would say one is USS Callister. Number two, you kind of fucked me up
with the second episode.
With the what is it called?
Bette Noir. I think it's the. Another thing about this episode, which I found out later on Netflix, if you watched it one day, and then rewatched it like a week later, that scene with the Barneys and Bernies, they twisted it around.
You know what I mean?
So one of them said Bernie and then Barney's. Later on, she's like, no, it's Bernie's. And then they find out later on it's Barney's. They switched it on you. So the next time you rewatch it, it was Bernie's instead of Barney's.
So do a whole Mandela effect?
Yeah, it's all for yourself, for the actual viewers. Be like, oh, what the hell? I thought it was backwards.
Good.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's number two, because of you reminded me of this episode, number two, I still say it would be.
Plaything.
I think but, so too, yeah. You know, very close. But this is
definitely close third, 100%.
Yeah, yeah. And then from there,
I will go Common People, Eulogy, and then last is Hotel Riviera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The other thing I don't like, one thing that I don't like that Netflix is doing, and I don't know if you've tried it. I haven't tried it. Just the idea of it to me is like whack. Is everything now is a play. Play this version of this show.
What version?
Everything. Like, if you load Netflix, the first thing it advertises is play a video game.
Oh, I played them.
You played them?
Yeah, my kids, yeah. I download the remote on your phone. You can play with each other.
And how do you find that?
Something to do.
I mean, everything. The rookie, play.
Play what, though? Play a game?
A game. Aren't these all game mobile games?
Let me see. Show me. Play it right now.
Look at all these games. Well, maybe not that one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, those games, yeah.
Mobile
games. But you can just download the game to your phone and play it. Some of them are just Netflix games. If you have a Netflix account, it unlocks another Play Store.
Ah.
So a lot of them are just made by Netflix, or they adopt them to Netflix. I have a couple games like that on my phone. What I like about it is that it gives you the unlocked version of the game. You know how they like games and you have to buy features? This one just gives you the whole game, everything. If it's a Netflix version, you get it all.
Okay. I'm going to try one of these games then. What's your favorite one, if you would have recommend one?
Oh, I'll tell you right now. Hold on. Let me see.
Like, who's playing singles Infernal Choice? Like,
yeah, I know. But those are like, I don't know. Oh, it's called Dead Cells. Dead Cells is kind of fun.
Dead Cells.
Yeah, Dead Cells is kind of fun. It kind of reminds me of Castlevania, the old Castlevania.
Oh,
so you go, you play through it, and then you die. You're going to die. There's no way not to die. You die. And then, but as you go along, you unlock, depending on how far you go without getting hit or whatever, you unlock features. And then you can reuse those features and get even further the next time. Man, there's another game like that that's damn good. I think it's called Hades. Hades is an excellent game from Netflix. You should definitely try that one.
What's that one about?
Hades. You're in hell or in Hades, whatever, and your idea is that you're gonna fight your way out, and you go through these different parts of the map. You unlock, again, same thing like the other one. You kind of unlock features depending on how many points you get, and then different gods help you. Like Poseidon might be like, "Look, I'm gonna give you a special weapon for your sword." So you have a sword. Now when you swing your sword, it shoots out a water thing, a beam, whatever. And then you, now that you have that, but then when you die, you lose all that. You got to restart back. But because you collected so much, now you can go to the store and open up more things. Anyway, it's great. I would recommend Dead Cells and Hades. Those two I would recommend. All
right, Hades it is.
You'd love it. But yeah, what they should do is make a freaking Black Mirror game.
They did, didn't we, with those stupid robots?
Oh, I didn't even know that. What is that one about? Oh, snap, what the heck?
Yeah.
The Lemmings? You can play it? I'm in. Oh, they're going to take over our minds. Let's go. Play it.
Yeah, get the game.
What is it called?
What are they called? The Thronglets?
Thronglets.
That's pretty good marketing, though, right?
So
good. You can't front. That's pretty good, actually.
Okay, you get it? And when you download the Netflix game, you sign in with your Netflix account. So it gives you, I think it shows you other games that they have. They've got mad games, Netflix. What's a good Netflix game too is the Stranger Things.
Yeah?
Yeah, Stranger Things got a good one. One of them is like an old school like Nintendo vibe. And you play through it, so fun.
Like Jason?
Like Jason, something like that. Yeah, so fun.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, I think this Black Mirror season, pretty good. Can't wait for the next one. Anytime Black Mirror comes out, I'm always interested in watching it.
Yeah, I know. And this one, it's like short, right?
Short. I watched it all pretty fast, which made me like, oh, man. My wife cannot watch it. It freaks her out too much. It's just too intense. She's like, oh, that's so, it's like a horror for her, everything. It's too much. The thing with the Thronglick thing, she's like, oh, I can't watch that crap. None of it. She can't watch. The only one she ever watched was the one with the pig. The first episode. That's intense.
It's a pretty intense one.
It's a very intense episode. That one freaked everybody. When they first saw it, I was like, what kind of show is this?
That really made the show. And when I mentioned the show to anybody, they're like, that's the first thing to think about. The pig?
Yeah.
The pig. He fucked the pig.
On TV.
You imagine Trump doing that?
Imagine. He'll be the pig.
Who's fucking him? Obama.
Michelle Obama.
I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
All right, guys. Love you guys. Tune in later. Peace.